Stephen, you were at a police press conference earlier this week. What did they say happened?
So the shooting happened outside Hush Lounge in Birmingham, and people were outside, some waiting to get in. And someone, possibly multiple people together, drove by and fired into the crowd. More than 100 shell casings were found at the scene. And possibly this was from an automatic weapon, or at least a gun modified to act like an automatic weapon.
Yeah, all of that really matches what I saw and heard there. What do we know about the people who were caught up in the shooting?
Yeah, the police have released the names of the people killed. We have Anitra Holloman, we have Taj Booker, we have Carlos McCain, and Robert Lynn Patterson, all young, in their 20s, and from the Birmingham area. Now, police say this was likely a targeted killing. The police wouldn't say who was a target, but Birmingham Police Chief Scott Thurmond spoke at a press conference earlier this week, and it did catch my ear how he took the time to blame the criminal record of at least one of the victims.
And unfortunately, being in that lifestyle, you know, that culture and things, unfortunately, ended in their demise.
We also heard about other victims at the press conference. One was in line at this nightclub waiting to celebrate his birthday with some friends.
You know, one of the things that really stands out to me from that night was a moment where a man was walking around the scene just distraught, and he would just kept saying over and over, "Why?" So what do we know about what's going on with the investigation? Do we know why this happened?
Well, again, police do think this may have been a targeted killing, but as of us recording this now on Wednesday afternoon, police just don't have much to go on. Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin said earlier this week that people in the city really need to share what they know about this shooting.
Because as a community, we cannot give safe harbor or shelter to people who want to just simply kill people.
And police have long complained about a don't snitch culture in Birmingham.
Yeah, I'm from New Orleans, and that's a problem there as well. So you can sometimes see these retaliatory shootings targeting specific individuals, and innocent bystanders get caught in the crossfire.
Yeah, and police blame this don't snitch culture for so much gun violence going unsolved in Birmingham. Now there's even a record reward of $100,000 being offered for information on this killing, and that's a first for Birmingham. Both the police and FBI are emphasizing that people can remain anonymous. The mayor even said witness protection is an option here. And Drew, I kind of want to know, how are you doing? I mean, you were in the thick of it and one of the first people on the scene before even a lot of the police got there.
Yeah, I guess I can say one thing I'm thankful for is that my kids actually slept through it. So thank God for white noise machines, you know?
Yeah.
But I got down to the scene really before the police had even arrived. And I saw and I heard some really disturbing images and sounds that I don't think I'll forget really ever. Just a quick warning again, some of this may be really upsetting to some listeners, but I saw a young woman killed, who I later learned was Anitra Holloman. She was dressed for a night out on the town, you know, just a young lady enjoying her Saturday evening. And she leaves behind a young daughter who she was raising herself because her boyfriend was shot and killed when she was 4 months pregnant. So that's a little girl who is now an orphan because of gun violence. And a man near her, who was standing right next to me, he saw her body and he screamed out that that was his sister. You know, eventually swarms of police showed up and totally locked down the area. I may have actually been one of the last to leave. I had to climb under the crime scene tape to get out. And yeah, you know, I had called you and I went back to the hotel. I set up my laptop in the lobby and I just got to work reporting.
Drew, I'm glad you're okay, and thank you again so much for your reporting that night and being on top of it.
Thanks, Stephen, and, you know, seriously, thank you for answering the call that night.